Yeah, and I have a feeling they'll probably put it back. There's probably something, I think Sean said maybe it was an antenna issue or something. I don't remember. But I don't think it's going to be gone forever. I think it's just temporarily, like, not there. And at some point, it'll come back. And then, you know, I can put up one at my house to try to listen. But, you know, I'm not going to be a tower or a big building. So I don't know what I'll hear. And but, you know, at least, you know, it's better than having nothing around here, right? So it's the same thing with the Meshtastic stuff. We're trying to build that out a little bit. Me and Greg can reach each other kind of line of sight, but it's kind of wonky. There happens to be a guy in between us. His name is Riley. He's got a node at his work, so that's like in between us, so we're hopping between that guy. So I think Davian wants to set something up. So that would cover like up here, but then trying to get it going, you know, down south more and things like that, that might be a little bit more challenging. But that's why we're using that MQTT. We're kind of linking meshes together. So like if you have a mesh around you, you know, you doing something at your house and nodes around you, you could link, you know, to us, and we just have our meshes kind of linked together, and you know, just to fill in the gaps until there's somebody in between us that we don't need that anymore.
Yeah, that's what with the Meshtastic. That's what I've been, you know, Dakota and I have been talking about it for a long time, and I, you know, I finally came to the point about 2 months ago and started buying. I have three nodes now. I have one on my roof, one in my car, and then one that sits on my dresser that I have turned off right now. But it was just like, this is a really cool thing. I would like it to get better, and without people adopting it, it's not going to get better. So that's why I threw a node up on the roof. I got a buddy that, you know, he's willing to put one on his house. So I'm sure as all you guys and I, you know, we all get people to start putting them up places, it'll start to grow because it's such a low barrier of entry cost-wise. You don't need to be licensed, things like that. But then back to the APRS, and you're saying you don't think you'll hear much. You know, it's interesting. I live in Grosse Pointe, and I'm about a mile from the lake. And there's a lot of the freighters that run APRS on the boat, and I do pick those up when they pass by. So that's interesting. You know, and once I get that iGate up, I'll probably get all of that traffic, I would imagine, because I intend on putting an antenna up on the roof to pick that stuff up.